and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Over the years, I've acquired a number of radio transcription tracks which were used in the golden age of radio in the USA as program filler, advertising background music, and even entire programs. The discs were mostly 16 inches in diameter, recorded at 33 1/3 RPM, giving around 15 minutes of playing time, and from the mid-1930s, pressed on vinyl for a much quieter surface. The fidelity was also far greater than the 78 RPM shellac sold to the public. I've processed these tracks with professional audio restoration software, bringing the sound a little closer to today's hi-fi standards. Stay away from my door. Buddy Cole playing an unknown organ, possibly his small Robert Morton in his own studio in North Hollywood. For those not familiar with the artist, he was an arranger, pianist and organist for a number of the great singers, including Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Buddy also provided the Hammond sound on Henry Mancini's TV series Mr. Lucky. Here's another track from Buddy, My Kind of Love, composed by Joe Trent and Louis Alter in 1929. Thank you. Next up is a real rarity. There are very few recordings of Lou White, who was a principal house organist at the Roxy Theatre in New York. This Langworth transcription track of Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin, like so many, was recorded on an undisclosed instrument. I suspect that most of these radio transcriptions were used as fill between programmes and as musical beds for adverts, as a high percentage are of a quieter nature. One of the livelier pieces that I've discovered is this, Beside a Babbling Brook, composed by British organist Quentin MacLean in 1938 and played by Dick Liebert. The organ is probably the studio Wurlitzer in Radio City Music Hall, as he was a long-time resident organist there. Thank you. Beside a Babbling Brook, one of Quentin MacLean's compositions from 1938. I have another from Mr. Liebert, although the transcription company, MBC Thesaurus, decided to call him by the more formal Richard Liebert. You and I was composed in 1941 by Meredith Wilson of the Music Man fame, and at the time a big hit for Bing Crosby, as well as the Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller orchestras. There's more information available for the next two tracks by Ken Wright. They were recorded on the somewhat rare Kilgan organ in the studios of WKY Radio, Oklahoma City, the oldest station in Oklahoma and one of the oldest in the USA. At the time this recording of We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye was made, the studios were in the Skirvin Hotel in downtown Oklahoma City.
Thank you.
Jack Lawrence and Frankie Carl's Sunrise Serenade, Ken Wright and the WKY Kilgan Organ from sometime in the early 1940s. To close today's Hot Pipes, I have two tracks by one of the other organ playing Wrights, George, who of course was far better known. In 1944, he relocated from California to New York City and cut a number of sides for the Associated Transcription, Muzak and Thesaurus labels, along with 78s for Regent and King Records. This first track, Look for the Silver Lining, was recorded for Muzak and featured the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre in Times Square. With apologies for the lower quality on Look for the Silver Lining, it has obviously been played a great deal. The second track from George, Love for Sale, was recorded around 1950 on the Paramount Wurlitzer for Associated Program Service, a subsidiary of Muzak, and it's a similar arrangement that was released by Hi-Fi Records in 1956. It has also been recently reissued on a CD, King George, that I edited and mastered for Bill Cole of Banda Records.
Thank you.
Cole Porter's Love for Sale, George Wright and the Paramount New York Wurlitzer around 1950. Transcription discs were mostly used by the smaller stations and were usually leased, with fees ranging from $40 to $150 per week for 8 15-minute programs. Not cheap. The advent of tape in the late 1940s, along with the increasing popularity of disc jockeys, started their decline, but their use still continued into the 1960s. It's time for this disc jockey to go, so until the next edition of Hot Pipes, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.